Hello everyone, I'm Mike Fair, and I'm coming to you from Mississauga, Ontario. And basically, I've thought that, seeing as I've gobbled up many of the Blind Cool Tech podcasts with great relish over the years, that it was high time I pitched in some content for this thing. So I'm going to present to you in this podcast three separate programs, and basically they have one thing in common, and it's a pretty important thing. They're not designed right off the bat to be accessible for us as blind people. The authors in each case were made aware that they suddenly had a blind audience and chose to be quite receptive and open and have indicated that they're willing to support this audience and make their programs more accessible if possible. They just need to be told how to do it or what needs doing. So basically, over the years, I've encountered this a lot in the blind community. We'll go and take what is given us directly, and sort of that's our universe, if you will. That's the extent of accessibility, per se, for a lot of us. It takes extra effort to explore, to look beyond the box, to look outside the box, and find things that really weren't designed to be used by us, but are. In fact, a lot of the earlier games, when I started Odyssey back in 96, the games that I covered, it was computer games accessible by accident or design for blind people, because most of them, frankly, were accidentally accessible. They were text-based, and that's why they could be used. It wasn't out of any desire to make them usable for us. And in a way, this theme has continued on. I've constantly been, you know, looking around, using some of my copious spare time to look at freeware and shareware alternatives to things that are cheaper and out there for everyone else to use. And there's, unfortunately, a lot of it is useless to us. A lot of it is too graphical, too visual to make much use of. And for a lot of people, they reach a point where they say, no, you know, that's it. I give up. It's great that everyone else can just walk out and find these things, but I can't. And that's sad, because only the pioneers, the real hardcore enthusiasts, are going out and looking and finding these things and then bringing them back to the rest of us. Sort of like, you know, the settlers of old, you know, going out, settling all the territory, and then other people have to come along and you know, make it inhabited and live pretty calm, tame lives eventually, because the rest of us, you know, pioneers went ahead. And it doesn't have to be that way. You know, you are going to face a lot of disappointments, but it really can be rewarding going beyond the box and giving these things a try, especially freeware. Freeware is just that. It's free. The only thing you have to lose is time and a little hard drive space, which you can recover. So I always encourage people to keep on looking, because you never know what you'll find. And I hope these three examples that I'm about to present to you will showcase that and encourage it. And basically, the first example is going to be a calendar program. Now, I have this decidedly annoying habit of finding these things after the period in which they would be most useful to me. This calendar thing, it all started in university when I found, just after I graduated, I kid you not, within 6 weeks of graduating, I found an accessible encyclopedia combined with a dictionary and a thesaurus, all in one handy program. It was called Referencing, and it was by Expert Software. It was for Windows 95 at the time, in 98. And I have no idea whether it's still around, but it was one of those occasions where I just kicked myself for not having experimented more earlier with this stuff, because I could have really used it getting my university degree. And this first program that I'm going to tell you about, called Calendar Magic, it's completely free. And again, it's one of those I was overjoyed to find this thing. I don't really like Outlook. The full version of Outlook is just, it's way overkill for what I need. I need an email client. Outlook Express does absolutely fine for that. I've never had a problem with it. And I really didn't want to use Outlook's calendar or anything else, you know, use Outlook just so I could have those functions. And I hunted around the internet a couple weeks back and found this Calendar Magic freeware program after trying four or five others that were too inaccessible to use. I was just about to give up. I'm guilty of the same thing. Oh, crap, you know, it's never going to, you know, not going to be out there. And then I stumbled onto this great program. It is a veritable Swiss Army knife, the electronic version thereof. It's amazing. It's got so much packed into it. It's just unbelievable. You can have reminders. You can have monthly, weekly, yearly calendars, different kinds of calendars, from Afghanistan calendar to all kinds of old-fashioned calendars, Chinese calendar dating, Hebrew dating, all that kind of stuff. Whatever you might need time-wise is pretty much bound to be in this program. It is quite cool, has tons of extra features. I can't promise that absolutely all of them are accessible. Frankly, I haven't looked at all of them yet. There are tons of them, all kinds of different specialized calculation things, everything from fuel consumption to blood alcohol content. There's a pregnancy calculator, just all kinds of different scientific business calculator, everything packed into this one program. It's just amazing. And it's all using pretty standard dialog boxes and Windows menus. So it's very accessible, at least certainly the major parts of it. There might be some, you know, to do with world time or other thing that are more graphical. Now, there's one thing that I've found slightly irksome, and that is that when you change anything in a combo box, there are combo fields that you can change things in, like the calendar to be used or the month or something like that, it throws you out of that combo box because the whole screen instantly changes, right? So you decide, you move down one item in the list of choices and boom, you're out of the combo box because the whole screen refreshes. You have to quickly tab back to the combo box and go up and down to choose options. I don't know why you can't sort of stay in a combo box very, very well. Maybe there's a trick to that I just hadn't thought of. Maybe one of you can email me with that answer as it is, or perhaps the author will update that and make it a little more friendly that way. But beyond that, I mean, it's all, there's nothing else I've seen yet that you can't review, usually just with the regular cursor. Sometimes you need to use the JAWS cursor, but very seldom in this program, or the equivalent thereof. Other screen readers ought to have an independent review cursor that lets you look around the screen without changing anything, because that can help from time to time in these things. And it's really important to know how to do that if you're going to use software like that and try to find new software that is beyond the box of normal accessibility. Okay, so that having been said, let's get started. I've slowed down my JAWS for Windows. I'm using version 7.1. It's not the most up-to-date version. They're at version 9 now, and so perhaps things work even better with the updated stuff. I don't know. And now this calendar, I've also actually managed to use the basics of it with Thunder quite well, and that really surprised me. It was very accessible. I haven't got done, you know, lots of the extensive exploration with Thunder, but it the basics are there, and perhaps more. I'll leave it up to you guys to explore that. So I will give you a brief overview. To get the calendar, first of all, it's at www.stokepodges, I think, or Podges. I have no idea how to pronounce this. stokepoges.plus.com. So that's www.stokepodges.plus.com. You go there and you can download Calendar Magic and a bunch of other things. You can also contact the author, Alex Balfour, and there's a link right on the page. You can send him email. And if you have ideas on how to make this more accessible, please contact him. He wants to hear from his blind audience. And hopefully it'll improve for everyone. Now, This thing I will begin to show you. I've slowed down my JAWS, so hopefully it will be understandable to you.
Alt tab. I'm Gold wing.
Going over
Calendar
to
Magic.
There's
Calendar Magic. Calendar Dialogue.
Magic.
Edit. Type in text.
And
no personal reminders currently defined.
I have it said no personal reminders currently defined. I'm in that box where it would list those reminders. Now I can add a reminder to this list.
Menu up, calendar, dates,
and I just hit Alt, and I'm going across to the right over the menu. So
calendar, file,
file. It's always a good idea to explore these. The file menu.
Menu, file menu, save, CTRL,
save,
print, CTRL,
print,
save, CTRLSS, print,
save and print. That's all you can really do here in the file menu.
Calendars menu.
The
calendars.
Calendars menu.
Planning calendars.
Planning calendars.
Special calendars. S.
Special calendars.
Year calendars. Y.
Year calendars.
Calendar comparison. C.
Calendar comparison.
Gregorian analysis.
Gregorian analysis.
Month calendars. M.
Month calendars.
Planning calendars. Dates menu.
So we're back at the top. So they'll cycle through like it has been.
Date conversions. C.
And date menu. There's all kinds of date related stuff. Date conversions.
Date detective.
Date
D.
detective.
Days between dates. D.
Dates between dates.
In which months. W.
In which months.
Renewal dates. R.
New Year's Days.
Observe days. Oh.
Observe days. That's great. You can look up whatever holidays are happening. It's very useful.
On this date. E.
On this date.
Religious festivals. F.
Religious festivals.
This is your life. L.
This is your life. That's kind of neat. We're going to take a sidetrack here. I'm going to show you. This is my life, as it were.
Enter. Leaving menus. This is your life dialogue. Input your date of birth in the format DNY. For birth dates before the year 2000, enter all four digits of the year. Input your date of birth in the format DNY. For birth dates before the year 2000, enter all four digits of the year. Edit 29/10/1974. Type in.
Okay, so I've put in
4.
What's 0? 29/10/1974, which happens to be my date of birth.
Tab. OK button.
I will tab over to the OK button.
Enter, edit, type in text.
And that changes the edit screen that we're in now. It doesn't always announce these changes. But now we've got, you just use the up and down arrows. I'm not even using my JAWS cursor here. This is your life.
Blank. Date of birth equals October the 29th, 1974.
Date of birth.
Blank.
October the 29th, 1974.
You were born on a Tuesday.
I was born on a Tuesday.
You have lived for 12,105 days.
I've lived for 12,105 days as of today, December 20th.
You will have lived for 15,000 days on March 23, 2015.
And lived for 15,000 days as of that date in November.
Your next birthday is on a Wednesday.
And next birthday is on a Wednesday.
You will be 34 years old on that day.
I'll be 34.
You were born in the Chinese Year of the Tiger.
I was born in the Chinese Year of the Tiger.
Your Chinese age is 34.
My Chinese age is, thankfully, it's 34, a year older than my actual age right now. It's kind of odd.
You were born under the zodiac sign Scorpio.
I'm a Scorpio indeed.
Land.
Not that I use that stuff at all. Astrological stuff really doesn't impress me.
Biorhythm, current cycle day assessment.
Biorhythm. Now, I haven't really figured all this out. I have no idea how it works, but it will tell you.
Physical deck 13th of Jan 4, 8 of 23, uncertain.
So physical aspects of life, I guess, are uncertain.
Emotional deck 11th of Jan 7, 10 of 28, uncertain.
Emotional uncertain, so I could be in for a roller coaster ride there.
Intellectual vault 23, the deck 25, 28 of 33, uncertain.
Everything, geez, intellectual uncertain. I could give erroneous facts, who knows? I'll have to watch that.
Intuitional vault 29, the Jan 5, 22 of 38, uncertain.
Intuitional uncertain, boy, oh boy. Okay, so I'm just in a time of utter uncertainty here, it looks like. Oh, well. Hey, a little chaos is a good thing now and then.
Blank.
What else do we have here?
Calendar, your date of birth. Afghan Sea Shabby, Akrab 7, 1353.
In different calendars when you were born by their measurements.
Armenian direction, Aztec, Conal, Peru, and
Aztec.
Kalashay 1BE.
Bai. Balin. All kinds of different things. So that's how that works. A lot of fun, just kind of fun to peek at. And there's a few things like that in
menu,
here.
Menu, updates, old plus time, old plus T.
And now, if I wanted to add that reminder,
reminders,
I'm going over date, time, and area, and reminder. So now I will go down into the reminder menu.
Menu, reminders, menu, list reminders, CTRL, add reminders, A.
Add reminders, that's what I want, so I'm going to hit enter there.
Enter, leaving menus, calendar, magic, dialogue, day and month, DM edit, type in text.
And it wants the day and month, so it's, I'm going to set one. I'm actually going with my family on the 22nd over to our good friends, Barry and Angie. And long-standing family friends, know tons about wine. Always excellent conversation. So I don't want to forget that that's what I'm doing on that evening. So I'm going to put in 22nd,
52/12.
Tab across.
Tab. This year radio button checked. Real clear. To change visit tab. And every checkbox not checked. The checkbox space bar. And every checkbox not checked. The checkbox space bar.
You can check to set to when it goes off. It's just for that day. So I don't want this happening every year because I have no idea that I'll be going every time that year.
Tab. Message max 40 chars. Edit type in text.
Message. So going out.
G O I N G space O U T space. T H I S space.
This evening.
E V E N. I-N-G
with
space dog D-A space A-N-I-L-Y
family
period.
Okay, so that's a good message. And you have 40 characters to write a little memo.
Tab, save reminder S button to activate this space bar space day and month DM edit type in text.
And now
day and month DM edit. Tab, this area tab, and tab, message tab, save room tab, previous screen button to write tab, day and month, shift tab,
previous screen button to activate
miss space bar, plus P, space, calendar magic dialog, edit type in text, Chinese change your tape.
Now that's on, that previous screen is my, still defaulted to the this is my life button. I'm going to change that
reminders
to the
menu, reminders, menu, list.
Reminders list. So I'll go over to reminders menu, down one list of reminders.
Enter, leave it menu, edit type in text.
There it is.
List of reminders, blank. Yeah, day DTG event.
Day DTG is days to go until
2007 SAT deck 22 through going out this evening.
And 2007 SAT deck 22 going out this evening. There, it said the extra two there because there are 2 days. It is now Thursday. So that is, in essence, the reminder feature of Calendar Magic. In a nutshell, you can delete reminders, you can add them, change them, edit them, whatever.
Menu, right?
So, and that's all under Reminder Utilities. So everything's pretty straightforward, laid out. I'm now going to go to Calendar, because that was the other thing I really wanted and could have used for years. Yeah, that's you do kick yourself for not looking earlier when you find these things. This is, you can display,
Menu, calendar, month, calendar, typically, menu, calendar, magic, dialogue, edit, type in text.
And
December 2007. Blank. MTWTFSS.
Monday to Saturday, of course. 1, 2. And
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Then the next week, it's all done that way by week, so it's very easy to
10, 11, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 18, 19.
With Control left and Control right arrow to check, you know, the day and when things are on. And that's how that works. You can just quickly look through a month and figure out instantly the day, which is a very handy thing, which I could have used, as I said, for years.
Escape, leaving menu tab, now, edit combo, group tab, edit 2007.
You can adjust with, I'm tabbing across these edit fields. You can, I've got the Gregorian calendar, the year 2007. Of course, you can adjust all that.
Tab, edit combo, December, the set
December
of
the month. And now these are combo boxes, so I'm going to demonstrate this. I'm going to look behind at November. Actually,
shift tab, edit 2007, type in text.
The next.
Edit 2007, 2. Tab, edit combo, December, to set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value. January 2007, edit blank. Tab, edit combo, Gregorian, shift tab, edit type in text, shift tab, main screen button, tab, tab, combo, tab, edit 2007, tab, edit combo, January 1 of 12, to set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value. January, February 2007, edit blank. Shift tab, main screen tab, tab, combo box, Gregorian tab, edit 2007, tab, edit combo, February 2012, the set of value, use the arrow keys or type March 2007, edit type in tab, tab, edit through tab, edit combo, April plan.
I am in April 2000.
Tab, edit 2007, tab, edit combo, April, May 2007, edit type in text.
So basically, let's stop here, look at May, and
tab, edit combo, pause 1386, blank. Tab, combo box, shift tab, edit type in text. Tab, combo box, Afghan 1 of 27, the change for selection G. Tab,
you know
calendar
the
edit 1386, type in shift tab, calendar edit combo, G, the set of value, use the arrow key, December 2007, edit tab, edit combo, Gregorian, 10 of 27,
there,
the set of value, use the arrow tab, edit
Gregorian.
2007, type in text.
Yeah, the combo boxes in this program really
tab, edit combo, December, the set of tab, print button to activate, press the tab, main
annoying,
screen button to tab, edit type in text, tab, edit combo, Gregorian, 10 of 20, tab, edit 2007, tab, edit combo, December, to change the selection, use the arrow key,
December,
edit combo, December,
the
set of value, use the arrow key, January 2007, edit type in text.
Move that one ahead.
Blank. January 2000.
And we can look at January of 2007.
MTW 1234.
And it's all there.
MT 1234567.
Started actually on a Monday.
MTW 1899.
So that's essentially what you can do. You can scroll through, you can change all that. You just have to be patient with it. It's not, and maybe this can be fixed. Hopefully it will be eventually. But that is the only drawback of this program that I've found, is that combo. You have to constantly tab back to the combo box. And when you're navigating between screens, if you're on another screen like a calendar, tab, and you want to go back, tab for a while, and you'll either come to previous screen or main screen or something to that effect, and that will get you back. It's a little different than what you might expect, but very usable.
Menu.
And
escape, leaving menu, escape, calendar, magic dial, calendar, alt, date, alt, time, alt.
Generally a helpful thing to have.
Quick notes, alt, plus Q.
And
view, quick notes, alt.
Quick notes, you can do quick notes,
utilities,
utilities,
alt. Options, alt, plus
options,
view, factor calculator.
There's all kinds of utilities,
expression
calculator,
factor,
financial,
geometry, scientific,
geometry, scientific,
time
calculator,
fuel consumption, Z,
fuel consumption,
global distance, magic squares, Q, global distance,
global distances,
magic, sun and moon data, unit converter, U.
Unit converter, all kinds of conversions there, but again, you're dealing with the combo boxes, right? So you do have to fiddle before you get the right things, and be careful not to move up or down as you tab through, or you'll change what you've set. So, with those caveats, it's a usable piece of software. It's really quite helpful, and you'll just get quicker at dealing with its idiosyncrasies, and hopefully you'll contact the author with some constructive feedback, and we can get this even more improved over the months. I'd certainly enjoy that. So that is the first thing that I thought I'd show you. Hopefully a lot of you will be able to
title is Goldwyn.
Make use of it.
Desktop.
And next thing I'm going to show you is one of the programs called WinFrox TTS. It talks itself. It's designed to play interactive fiction. Now, the only thing that it won't do well is with the hints and menus, and there's where you really have to memorize and move up and down with
Stop
care
menu,
again.
Stop menu.
But it will read out your interactive fiction in whatever voice, your sappy speech, whatever voices you have. You can choose one, and that will be
w, Windows
the
Media
voice
Player,
of
w,
your adventure.
W, Windows Movie Maker,
so
w, Windows Submenu, W, WinFrox TTS Submenu,
WinFrox TTS,
uninstall WinFrox TTS, WinFrox TTS, enter, leaving menu, start button,
go.
Open, press enter.
Run that, and it will come up talking in a sec here.
Current directory is
browse
save,
the
program
choose
files,
the WinFrox
TTS,
hit enter,
scan.
Browse the directory, that's what I'm going to do. There we are, I've just edited out where I've loaded the theater game, took a bit of searching to find.
Windows Flux TTS 2002. Windows Flux TTS 2002.
Now, okay, basically, to find that, you just go up and down like it says, find the game. You can browse by letter as well, so you don't have to just hunt through all the letters. If you happen to know J for Jigsaw, you want to play Jigsaw, you hit J, you're closer than you would have been if you just started at A and arrowed down, right? Okay, simple. So here we are. We're in the Haunted Theater game. I'm going to hit spacebar to start it.
Space. Instructions and other information is available by typing help at the prompt and pressing enter or return. Another day, another dollar. Life is good at the moment. The property market is booming. Still, it does have its downside. When showing those Muller Corporation executives around that old theater dump, opportunity you must have left your pager down in the basement. Better hurry. You have to meet the others at the opera in an hour, and be careful. It wouldn't do to show up with your clothes all dirty. Theater lobby. This room is a tribute to the now faded glory of the theater. The still smiling faces of forgotten production stare out from faded posters at you. An old grand staircase leads up, while the exit lies to the south. Small private doors lead northeast and northwest. What do you want to do now? Theatre lobby.
You've probably noticed I happen to like more British and Australian voices than the American other options. I just find that, especially with the adventure game here, it adds a nice touch to it, you know, to have a good quality voice like that. Now, we're in the lobby of the theater, and I'm not going to play too much of the game for you, because basically it's pretty much self-explanatory. There's a couple of things that the author has added in to make it more blind-friendly. Control-Z will check on the spellings of words that are displayed, so that if you don't know how something's spelled, there's actually a hope that you can find out how to spell it. That comes in really handy, especially with fantasy games where places and magic spells and whatnot have various strange names. Or names, last names, things like that might be long and difficult or whatever. you have access to all that. Now, the one thing that he really unfortunately isn't as good at figuring out is the hint system. He did everything else great. I have no other complaints, except, of course, reviewing text is somewhat problematic without using up a turn by hitting L for look. But it, the hint, if I type in hint here.
H-I-N-T, enter.
Hint. Theater help menu n equals next subject p equals previous return equals red subject q equals resume game help is available for the following. Details about the authors. Version and release information. Copyright and other legal dribble. Help for beginners. List of special commands. General hints for novice players. Help me, I am generally stuck. Story of the Lyric Theater. How do you start a game?
See, and all those are topics that you can choose from. Now, I'll just try. Okay, it's not going to work. Sometimes moving up and down, I've maybe when JAWS is probably on say all or something, it will read out the hints, but it's not, it really, this program itself, there's no way of really accessing. You'd have to remember how many options down that the hint that you're interested in is. So if I went down a couple and hit enter.
Enter. Theater legal dribble. Theater is copyright. C. 1995 by Cave Rock dribble. Software Limited.
Right.
All rights
and
reserved.
It's all
the Lyric Theater short story is copyright.
Down,
C. 1989 Jonathan. Theater is copyright.
Wants.
But this room is a tribute to the now faded glory of the theater.
That is
the still smiling faces of forgotten production
hints,
stare out from faded posters at you.
Sort of do some
an old grand staircase leads up while the exit leads to the south.
Of
small private doors lead.
That is the one big drawback. Everything else, like the speech-wise, the game, it's done well. There aren't any glaring bugs. You won't find it suddenly crashes or anything like that. You can use speech like that. Control-H will usually shut up speech more quickly than it did there. But essentially, this will let you play a lot of the Z-code games, the games written in Z5, Z8, .dat. Infocom saved a lot of .dat. Games, and if you happen to have the Infocom offerings, if you can get a hold of the Masterpieces of Infocom CD, it's a really good investment. You get 30 or so really great games, a lot of the very best of Infocom that they had to offer. Wonderful stuff, and if you can track that down on eBay or whatever, it's well worth the effort. Now, Interactive Fiction, other than the hints and the rest of Interactive Fiction is pretty much as accessible as it gets, right? I mean, it's all words, it describes it in words, you type in what you want to do, instructions are there, it's pretty simple going. So I'm going to quit this.
And quit. Are you sure you
now,
want to quit?
Because
greater
this
than
is
sign.
An interpreter for another kind of program, it's a little different. It's not always with the window. You can close out of here with the Alt F4 command. But if you want to save your game, you can either do it through the menus, or you can type save, enter, quit, enter, just different commands like that. So that's the only other thing to keep in mind now that we're past the DOS days where that was just instinctive, is that these games are using similar things. Where you type in and then you hit enter after what you want to do. So you type go west, enter, or help, enter. Instead of hitting F1. Things like that,
y.
You know? Fairly
y.
Simple.
Hit any key to
straightforward.
Space.
So
gold
I'm
wave.
Hit any key,
one.
Exit that, plunk me back into Gold Wave here. Now,
desktop.
Interestingly enough, Gold Wave is itself another case in point of a program that was not initially designed to be accessible, but was supported, and the author has gone to great lengths to make it more accessible, and still is. And that's, kudos to him. For doing that.
Control escape.
Now,
start menu.
The next thing I'm going to show you is another game. It's an excellent example of why thinking outside the box can be so rewarding. For all these times that we look and we find stuff that we can't use because it's too graphical and this and that and the other and yada yada. You know what? Yeah, we're in for a lot of disappointments out there. It's a sighted world and we do have to live with that to a certain extent. But if you persist, sometimes you really strike gold. And one of our fellow game people out there, our game players, Zachary Klein by name, was responsible for turning us in the Odyssey community onto this wonderful game that is absolutely accessible if you take the time to learn how to do this. It's not accessible right out of the box. This is one of the more complicated, not as complicated as say something like NetHack is, where it uses text characters to depict a scene, a dungeon map. This actually uses words, text, okay, and so it should be a lot easier to play. The Galactic map is something else again. I haven't really done much with that. I've been trying to memorize routes to places. So that's the one of the drawbacks to this game. But if you stick with it and you learn how to access it, you're in for a really spectacular space game where you can upgrade your ships, you can improve yourself, climb through the ranks, you can be involved in a big civil war between four factions, and you can choose to do whatever, go around, trade, you can upgrade, you can get crew. Like, I've got to a point now where I actually have a ship and crew to manage, and it's quite nifty. You start off in a little fighter, and you just work yourself out up from that basic setup. And eventually you can become admiral, you can command more than one ship, you can do all kinds of different things. You can become a pirate if you want to, you can commit criminal acts, you can commit heroic acts, be exactly the person you want to be. It's really quite spectacular. I'm going to go to Smugglers 3. Now, the one thing that right off the bat was really hard to get past is the tendency of this game. It starts off with music, and unfortunately the music is loud such that it might overpower speech. It can be very hard to actually hear well enough to disable. Now, the one suggestion that the author had to do this more simply, and I will pass on to you here, is to make it crash, to Alt-F4, close out of it. It will close calmly, peacefully, and you can go back into it, and it will ask you whether you want to run it in protected mode and let you set that, and that's what you want to set. You check that box, and that will then put the game in protected mode, and it won't start with the music, but you'll still get the background, the sound effects, not the background sound, if there is any, but the actual sound effects of laser fire, of selections, different things being made. So I will demonstrate this game for you now. I'm going to run the game, going down to Smugglers 3. Now, it is produced by Niels Bauer Games, and the author, again, is eager to make his game more supportive of blind people. He's working on a Smugglers 4, will hopefully incorporate more support for disabled people into that, if not into this version. Even as it is, this is a fantastic game.
Uninstall Smugglers 3.
You can play. There's an add-on for it that I've purchased. The game itself is about $20, and the add-on is another roughly $20. So for a total of around $40, you get a pretty much endlessly replayable space exploration game. There is a learning curve, as I'll demonstrate here.
Manual. Oldest Smugglers 3. Smugglers 3.
And
enter. Leaving menu. Start button. The game. Press enter.
So it's now loading.
Smugglers 3.
And
fame and fortune in the unknown.
There it is. Fame and fortune in the unknown. And
root source for peace. Visit our website.
In the main menu.
View the art. Visit our website. Credits.
Visit our website. Is one option.
Left mouse button.
I will quickly check to give you the address for this game.
Right.
So it's http://www.nielsbauergames. So that is
Niels
Bauer
G-A-N-E-S
Games. All one word, no dashes or anything. Niels Bauer Games.
C-A-N.com.
Okay, so if you go there, you can get the Smugglers 3 and the add-on. What happens is you can get the trial. I recommend everyone get the trial, try it out first, see if it's something you're going to like, because, like I said, there is a learning curve to this, okay? And that's what the trial is for. It will give you about an hour's worth of time, and that should be long enough to see, you know, what you think of the setup, you know, whether you can handle it, It won't be enough to really delve too deeply into the game, especially if you're a novice and you're a little slower moving around and stuff. But it will give you enough to see the style, to see what the game is like. Now, I'm in the main menu here, and the menus in this game, you don't use, they're not really standard Windows menus. So you are going to, for this game, pretty much always be using your JAWS review or your equivalent independent review cursor to move around the game. So if you wanted a reason why it's a good idea to know how to use your Access Technologies review stuff, this is it. This is the reward. This is the carrot here, folks. It's pretty good.
Rituals
I'm
going to
go into main menu.
Smuggler 3, name of main menu.
Main
start
menu.
The tutorial.
Start the tutorial.
Start a new game.
Start a new game.
Load a game options.
Load a game. Now, I'm already in the middle of a game, so I will load that.
Load. Left mouse button.
So I clicked 3. That option. I basically went onto it with the JAWS cursor key and then hit the button to simulate a left mouse click. And on the number pad, and that activated. You heard that little click, and now I'm in the load game screen. It's also the save game screen, so do be careful you don't load over or save over games that you don't intend to. I've just done that a little while ago, and it was most distressing. I lost a pile of cash.
Slot 1, Mike.
So,
enter description. Slot 2, good. Enter description. Slot 3, slot 4, enter.
I've got a good game going in slot 4
description.
That I've saved, so I'm on the slot 4. I went down, just simply moved the cursor down.
Here, Mike Karen, load.
And I control right to move the JAWS cursor with the number pad, so control, that would be 6, moved over to the load button that I'm now going to hit.
Left mouse button.
There's a click, and the game
is now
the one that's going to be loaded.
Blank.
You can go to back.
Back.
There's also options, but they just deal with the messages that you can have displayed when they come up, because some people might get annoyed with all the messages. I tend to have them on because I don't want to miss out on anything that might be important.
Left mouse button.
So I'm now in my game.
Rituals of Terra Treasure Capital.
And
turn you are in class error.
I'm going to the top of the screen.
Plan. Solve group box options.
Okay, here.
Solve group box options. View galaxy map.
So there's options, and there's view galaxy map up at the top here. And Sol is where I am in the Sol system, which is our home system. In the Federation is basically Earth is the center of the Federation. It's one of four superpowers that are engaged in a long protracted civil war, and systems can change hands. You can see you can have them conquered. You can actually influence this war. You can do things that make it more likely that the Federation will conquer more systems, or help them in other ways, and that rewards you. So I've done a lot of that, and I've gone from an ensign all the way up to a first lieutenant in the Federation Space Navy. And I can look down.
Game term 600.
I'm game term number 684.
Blank. Jupiter. Jump the card.
And I'm in the Sol system, and there's different points. There's
Jupiter
is one planet. I could click on Jupiter and jump there.
Jump to Kars.
Jump to Kars.
Blank.
That's a system that you can jump to.
Saturn, Sun, Mars.
Saturn, Sun, Mars. See, this is, it's a map of the galaxy that's laid out on the screen, and probably visually makes a lot of sense. Basically, the Jupiter's the farthest out. You've got Saturn, Sun, Mars more towards the center.
Terra.
And
Faction,
Terra just below that.
Terra.
Because that's Earth, of course.
Faction, Federation, type capital.
Faction, Federation, type capital. It's capital system.
You are in orbit.
I'm in orbit.
Home of mankind then. Terra treasure capital of the Federation.
And there's, I heard Terra, and then I heard treasure. So the treasure there is not part of the description. It is basically Terra is the capital of the Federation. The treasure is a separate item that you can click on. A lot of the, I guess the cited term for these is hotspots that you can click on and select things. And in this game, they're words, so we can actually do this with the mouse. You have to have an independent review cursor, which I do with JAWS. It gives you that. So does WindowEyes. Now,
Rituals for PC.
I'm going...
Visit Governor.
First of all, before I go to get that treasure, I've docked at the planet here because I want to update my equipment and get a mission. So I'm going to go to my equipment with up and down arrows. Done that. And now there are two list views on the screen. Okay, there's the ship, your ship, and it has a list view. There's also another list view with the upgrades possible for each thing in the list, right? So,
Phaser cannon XL.
I've got a phaser...
Ship tab, list box, phaser cannon S.
Yeah, right now in my ship I've got a phaser cannon S, and I want to get a phaser cannon XL, so...
Tab, list box, phaser...
Tab over to that list.
Phaser cannon L.
And my choices are phaser cannon L.
Phaser cannon XL.
Phaser cannon XL. So, I'm going to get the XL. Route to Jaws PC, and I'm going down with my Jaws cursor.
Price, Canadian dollar flip.
Selected upgrade price, 25.
High damage and group box for the replaced item you get, Canadian dollar 3.333 group box.
Okay, now what we just heard there was another thing to warn you about this game. It likes to split up windows or open new windows to show information. So right now on the screen, you have two windows. You have the cost for the item, the replacement cost for the item is, I'm going to get 3 million back for that laser short-ranged, small laser cannon that I have, their phaser cannon. And I'm going to buy a larger phaser cannon, extra large, in fact, for 15.
Good at high damage and group box for the
replacement. For 25 million credits.
Good accuracy, group box.
And it's high damage and good accuracy. That's all in the description.
Range medium, group box.
Range medium.
Still to be paid, Canadian dollar 21.667 group box. Damage 5, at group box.
Damage 5.
40% AP 6 group box.
Accuracy is 40% and 6 action points required for use. I have 12 action points during a round of combat, so I can fire once with each weapon. It doesn't let you reuse a weapon in a round, but I will have 6 other action points to either use for navigation if I do nothing else, or use for perhaps my ECM anti-missile systems. So I'm going to buy that upgrade.
PC cursor.
And what I might also try and do,
list box, phaser cannon X.
I don't quite know if I have
enough. Laser cannon X, Guardian missile, aerosol,
go
surveillance, small cargo bay,
surveillance cargo bay, and instead of having a surveillance,
list box, cargo,
I'm going to try and upgrade that to heavy armor.
Boarding shuttle XLNA, passenger cabin N, smuggling bay NA, cargo bay 2, cargo bay 3, super mine, heavy armor.
So I'm going to try and get a heavy armor
upgrade the shields, zero, that was up, destroyed and need to be replaced, group box, destroy towards AI group box, whatever that is, group box, is group box, right, I group box, left mouse button, smuggle, PC, first tab, list box, surveillance, to move to an item, press the arrow.
Okay, I didn't quite have enough to do this, it's about 20,000, so I wasn't quite sure.
Small, medium, fat, shield, jewels, rice,
upgrade,
shields, still zero, up to damage, take what up, destroy to be replaced, group box. Destroy the need group box, close group box, left mouse button, smuggler's
that window. I will now go to the governor to get a mission.
Result, I should visit got smuggler's visit back, visit unknown, visit left mouse button, smuggler. Root Federation, slowly at war with us, permission, ask permission.
All these again are hotspots. Ask for mission is a big hotspot.
Left mouse button,
click on that. And
easy.
Brings up a list of missions.
Available sector ambush, yes, coalition, easy, Canadian dollar 11.064.
Okay, nice. Result. Ambush mission.
Opposition, coalition reward, objective, moon, resistance, light.
Light resistance, the objective is the moon, and it's a ship that they want destroyed, so
I will accept group box, left mouse button, smuggler's three,
and
personal information, wait a turn,
now,
Canadian dollar 33.0, neutral, I ships, I equipment, visit, save, left, wait a terror, faction, federation, go back to space, go, back to space. Left mouse button, smuggler 3.
Back to space.
Root choice of Terra, treasure capital of the Federation. Treasure.
And I'm gonna go, there's that treasure thing. I'm gonna
go there first.
And get this treasure. So I've got.
Flat move, invested flat rate, Canadian dollar 11.3.
I've got 11.3 now.
Investigate group box. Travel group box. Left mouse button. Smuggler 3. Fame and fortune in the unknowns.
By tailing it over to that treasure.
Root choice, Terra, treasure box, flat moon, travel, investigate.
And. Now, the travel to planet is always the same. It's always there, so let you travel around. It always says travel to planet, even if you're not going to one, right? Below that is more context appropriate. So I can't dock with the treasure, but I can investigate it.
Land.
So
that
says investigate, whereas at the planet I was just at, it would have said dock here.
Left mouse button. Smuggler 3.
I've got the treasure.
Land. Rate Canadian person. Ship crew information. Rate group box at Canadian dollar 16.333 pound.
And it gave me about 5 million, roughly.
Rate,
so
land.
That's not bad.
Investigate.
Now I've got to go complete my mission. That was at the moon.
Traveled moon. Travel. Moon. Left mouse.
Moon.
Travel. Group box.
Travel.
Left mouse. Cosmos 3. Fame and fortune in the unknown.
There I am at Root's the moon.
To the destruction of all minds on Barbados. News. An undercover mission of coalition agents leads to the destruction of all minds on Barbados in our new Barbados system. It will take some time to build them up again.
Okay, so that's the coalition has done some damage in there.
Check mark, chef.
I can't remember if the new Barbados
continue.
System is Federation or not.
Left mouse button. Smuggler 3.
Okay.
Mission encounter.
This is.
You have scanners, but you cannot say what kind. You have a small vessel.
It's a small vessel. That's good.
Scan of ship is here. Close in. Close group box. Left mouse button.
Close in for battle.
To identify it is a hornet. You ask.
Oh, a hornet. Okay.
To close in.
I could lose
close
this
box.
Because.
Left mouse button.
Yeah, hornets have laser weapons, long range, and.
Fly away group box. Close in for in group box. Close group. Left mouse button.
They can nail you pretty quick. I have 20 points worth of shielding. So I can survive roughly, if they hit me with all three of their weapons each turn, I can survive about three turns of that kind of bombardment if they hit with all weapons. Their chance of doing that is slight, though. They miss with at least one. So that gives me enough endurance that this is possible. I'm going to set it to close.
Medium group box, fleet NAP, close, long group box, medium, land, colon, close group box, left mouse button.
There, close range, and
fleet NAP.
That way I can bring both my weapons to bear.
Fleet group box, left, ape, right, parent, end group box, right, end group set, click, cannon group of face, end, right, ape, left, parent, fleet, scroll down, symbol, left mouse button.
Scroll, there's a scroll to the left of flee and turn. There's a scroll box
easy,
that lets
cursor.
You choose the action. So,
laser cannon.
Choosing laser cannons.
Enter, laser cannon, XL, root of fleet, X, left, right, parent, mouse.
Fired. Root also being missed.
Your form will. Okay, okay. Group
shot.
Left mouse
button. Ending my turn. He root takes his
hit.
First.
Enemy form hits your ship, causing two PTS of laser cannon. Okay, group
okay,
up. Okay, group
up. Laser weapon. Root fired his second.
NAP. Group up. Fleet NAP. Group root jaws hit. Enemy form hits your ship, causing two PTS laser cannon. Okay, group.
He's
okay, group
four
up. Left mouse button.
Points, and he only hit me with two weapons. Okay, so if I keep medium range, I should be out of range of one of his weapons.
XL group box.
Okay, and
cannon laser group box.
Fire my
mouse button.
Laser cannon again.
Root jaws are missed. Your paladin misses the enemy. Hornet with laser. Okay, group. Okay, group. Left mouse
again.
Fleet head. Turn group box. Mouse button. Root jaws hit. Enemy hornet causing laser. Okay, okay. Group. With laser. Enemy hornet misses it. With okay, okay.
Okay,
group box.
Got me with
left mouse
one
button.
Point. So I've got a total of 6 points
root
of damage.
Fleet head. AP group. Plus select distance. Group box. Dash. Group distance. Long range.
I'm still at long range. So he's trying to keep it long.
Left parent. Fleet. AP group
which
box.
Keeps me from using my phaser.
Right there,
weapons.
AP group box. Left XL group box. Mouse.
But I will continue.
Root missed. Your opponent with laser cannon.
Missing
okay,
with
okay,
my
okay,
laser
group.
Weapon.
Left mouse
this
isn't scroll down symbol. Fleet and it.
Going well.
Land.
Anyway.
Right. Laser group box. Flat turn group box. Mouse button.
He's
root
firing
missed.
At me. He
enemy
missed
misses
with his
laser
weapon.
Cannon. Okay, okay, group. With laser enemy opponent misses. Okay, group box. Left mouse. Left fleet and turn group box. Fire group box. Left mouse button. Root jaws of easy missed. Your path. Okay, group.
I
okay, group. Left mouse.
Him and he's not
select range distance. Long range.
He's close. Not
fleet.
Closing in. I'm going to have to damage
cannon
him before I can.
Left by turn group. End. Right there. End. End.
Any
box.
Range of the
mouse
guy.
Button. Root jaws hit. Enemy causing group. Okay, group. Okay. Mouse button. With laser cannon. Okay, group. With laser. Enemy hornet misses you. Okay, group. Okay, group.
I've
left mouse button.
Half of my.
Close group box. Medium group. Fleet NAP group. Turn group box. Laser group box. Mouse button.
Damage
root
capability. I haven't even once.
Your
oh, there. Got
him once. Three with laser cannon. Okay, group box. Okay,
hit.
Group box. Left mouse button. Close group box. Medium group box. Long group box. Fleet and it. Select range. Close. Fleet and it. Fleet and it. Close. Select distance. Long range.
Still
fleet
at long
and
range.
Fire group. Left cannon group box. Laser. Turn end group box. Mouse. Okay. With laser cannon. Enemy hornet with laser. Okay. Okay. Smut mate causing two PTS of laser. Okay.
Oh,
okay. Group box. Left mouse button. Close. Fleet head. Turn group. Laser group box. Mouse button. Root jaws of hit. Your opponent calls with left. Okay, group.
Okay,
okay group box.
Again.
Left mouse button.
That
close
should.
Range distance. Long range.
Let me close in on him
group
if
box.
I can survive.
Okay, group. With laser cannon L. Enemy opponent misses your with laser. Okay, group. Laser
one.
Cannon causing two PTS of laser. Okay, group. Okay, group. Left mouse. Close fleet and
I could easily lose this.
Fire laser group box. Mouse button. Root jaws for PC kit. Your opponent with laser. Okay, okay, group. Left mouse. Scroll down symbol. Fleet group box. Left AP right end group box. Mouse. Okay, group box. With laser cat enemy hornet with laser. Okay, okay. Laser causing two enemy hornet cause. Okay, okay. Group. Left mouse. Left fleet turn group box. Fire group box. Mouse. Root jaws of the hit. Your path port with laser cat with. Okay, group. Left mouse.
Okay, button. Got him again.
Root jaws. Fleet and AP group box.
And he's closer. Note the dings have sped up. He's at medium range.
Laser fire group box. Turn
I'm
group
going
end.
To
left AP left there fleet group box.
Because
scroll
of that,
down symbol.
Be able to go back to that scroll box. That scroll.
Scroll down symbol.
Scroll down symbol.
Left mouse button.
Laser mouse on that.
PC.
That gets it active and switch to PC cursor.
Phaser cannon.
Switch up, have a phaser cannon. I also have ECM equipment here.
Enter. Phaser cannon.
He just has lasers, so I'm not going to need to use countermeasures against missiles of any kind.
I'm going to fire my
phaser cannon. I got him.
Your paladin hits the enemy. Hornet causing 5 PCs of damage.
5 points of damage.
Your phaser, group box. Left mouse button. Please turn group box.
And...
left mouse button. Smuggler 3, fame and fortune in the unknown. Groups together. Smuggler's
boarding.
Please
end
group box. Group draws the piece of hit. Enemy Hornet hits your ship, causing 2 PCs. Laser, group, mouse button, laser cannon, group, left mouse, no, please turn group box.
Oh, now he's at close range, cannon, he can bring all his weapons to bear.
Left mouse.
But so can I.
Group draws, missed.
That is the sound of victory. I just destroyed. And won the mission.
Results of mission successful. Congratulations. Use mission objectives. Money Canadian dollar 11.064. Total Canadian dollar 27.397. Fame 18. You need 304 more PTS for your next reward. Reputation 48. You need minus 2 more PTS for your next reward. Continue.
Okay, continue. So
left mouse button. Smugglers.
Reputation wise.
Results Terra Planet.
I'm ready to get a reward.
The moon was the second.
Alrighty, so that went pretty well. And that will give you a good basic start of what this game's like. So there's navigating, there's combat, there's exploration, you can jump to different systems once you have jump engines, like I do. So you travel to the jump point, and then you jump. It's a two-step process. Other notes about the game. If there were missiles involved in combat, I would have had to look up at the combat screen using up and down viewing with my JAWS cursor, or independent cursor of your screen reader. It will show if missiles are heading in both directions near each ship name. So it'll say like mine impact, any missiles in the air, if there are mines there. The number, if you see numbers in that little chart, like 3 or 2 or whatever, that's the number of turns before a missile would impact a given ship. So if you have missiles flying en route to the enemy, it'll show when they're going to impact and vice versa. So it tells you all those factors, and then you can decide whether you want to just try and destroy the enemy or whether you want to deal with the missiles in case they're going to hit you before you're victorious. So a lot of strategy, a lot of depth, but nothing too like brain taxing. It's just enough to really sink your teeth into. And that's essentially the game for the most part. It's all clicking on hotspots, going here and there, making a lot of decisions. You can hire and fire crew. You can make sure they're paid off once you have a big enough ship. A lot of different things. Equipment gives you different options to explore, to go on spy missions, all kinds of different things. It's a very in-depth, intriguing simulation, and just really goes to show why it's so important that we keep trying different freeware and different shareware, because there are all these little gems out there that are just waiting for us to find. And look at things like Winamp. There's a perfect example of something that really wasn't designed to be accessible off the bat, but the blind community found it, latched onto it, brought it back, and the developers are on side with accessibility to quite an extensive degree, and same with the access technology people. So it helps, you know, and you are going to be disappointed as you search through freeware, but once in a while, you will really strike gold, and then you can share that with everyone. And that's exactly what I'm very happy to have done here. So I hope you enjoy this first of hopefully many podcasts in the future. Thanks to the folks that make Blind Cool Tech. It's a wonderful resource, and I hope to contribute to it often in the months ahead as I find new things. So we'll see you all next time. If you want to comment, you can send it to michael.fair@gmail.com. So Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L dot Fair, F as in Frank, E-I-R, E as in every, right? F-E-I-R at Gmail, so Gmail, one word, .com. Pretty simple, and guess we'll see you all next time. Enjoy the programs. Happy holidays, everyone.